boy. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude. Triple play Thursday. Triple play Thursday. Triple play Thursday is when we hear three songs by one artist a couple of times during the show when we come back and bump. That was from one of our listeners who gets the first shot at triple play. Yeah. I'm in the communication business. I don't know if you guys know this or not. It's a business that requires me to speak. Something I'm not good at. Anyway, Steve in Oak Brook for Triple Play Thursday says, for your consideration on Triple Play Thursday, how about the English group Shakespeare's Sister from the 90s? They kept me in check as I raised five stepchildren with my wife. Yep, still married after 38 years. Have a good night. And that first song was called Run Silent. I have to plead ignorance on Shakespeare's Sister. I've heard the name, but I really don't know this. They're from the 90s. That sounded like an 80s song to me. I don't know why.
It's probably early 90s.
Yeah, when it still kind of sounded like the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Shakespeare's Sister. All right, Stephen Oakbrook, you are our first Triple Play Thursday dude. I got to say, I don't know the Shakespeare. You guys are from the 90s. You guys just came from the 90s in Marty McFly's DeLorean.
We just finished our run on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
How'd that go for you? Did Stoneface Johnson say good things to you?
I screwed it up.
I fell in the moat.
You fell in the moat. You guys are terrible. Was Todd Gack, what's his name?
Kurt Fogg.
Oh, Kurt Fogg. Todd Gack is from Seinfeld. Todd Gack is the guy who dates Elaine. You guys remember Todd Gack? You guys don't remember Todd Gack. I can tell you.
Explain a little more.
Todd Gack was in the episode called The Calzone, and that was the one where George Steinbrenner becomes obsessed with calzones, which means George has to go to the calzone place to get Steinbrenner a calzone every day, and then he tries to tip the guy behind the counter at the calzone place, only the guy's not looking because there's a tip jar there, but he wants to make sure the guy sees that he's tipping, so he doesn't see, and then the guy turns around, he's going to take the dollar out and then get his attention and try to put it back in. But he sees him trying to take the money out. He kicks him out, and he can't get calzones anymore. So he has Newman get him the calzones, but then it's raining one day, and Newman doesn't go out. It's raining when he doesn't go out on his mail route. Anyway, on that episode, Elaine is hanging out with a guy named Todd Gack. And what he's best known for is he bet Elaine that Dustin Hoffman was in Star Wars. And then said that if Dustin Hoffman wasn't in Star Wars, if he lost the bet, he'd have to take Elaine out to dinner. And then that became a series of ways of him being with Elaine and taking her out without actually asking her out. He's found a dating loophole, as Jerry says. That's Todd Gack. Todd Gack was not the host of Legends of the Hidden Camera, the Legends of the Hidden Fortress, or what's it called? Temple, with Stoneface Johnson. What was his name? Kirk Fogg, right?
Yes.
Was he nice to you guys when you...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Have you used your moon boots that we got as a parting gift?
Esmeralda, have you used your moon boots?
Not yet.
Do you still have your T-shirt of the Screaming Monkeys or whatever the hell team you were on?
Have you gone on the tour at Nickelodeon Studios?
I did. They let me taste slime.
Wow.
Oh, no. I don't think that's healthy.
It's all made of, like,
yeah,
food.
Yeah, it was yogurt.
Yeah.
What?
Disappointing.
Yeah, you know why? Because it was made of, like, clean and edible things. One of the reasons why was because Mark Summers, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Mark Summers is a total germaphobe. Oh, we have to break. I'm sorry. I didn't even look at the clock. Dan's like, hey, why don't you shut up and pay attention to the fact that we have a radio show?
Hey, we're in the 90s right now.
Yeah, we're in the 90s. I don't have a radio show yet. I didn't get a radio show till 98. Tonight it's 1993. All right. But I do have a radio show now that I'm back. All right, we have to take a break here. When we come back, we will talk about crazy world records and Todd Gack. I don't know. We'll be right back.